My campaign is going to be centered around making Syracuse a Syracuse that works. And that means a couple different things. The first thing it means is that Syracuse will be a government that works within itself and with its residents in an efficient and effective way. No more stops to city government for issues like email. We will have a functioning government that will take control of the process and return that process back to the citizens. One way that we'll do that is we will implement a live streaming service within our chambers so that everybody can have access to city council meetings and city council discussion, not just those folks who can make it here today. I particularly bring that up because it's come to my attention that there might be a vote inside in just a few moments related to the budget and related to the land bank and all these concerns that many of us have in terms of city spending. However, I'm sure that the vast majority of you know that the discussion and the debates and the public meetings about this can only be attended by a very small portion of people. So those folks are unable to participate in the discussion or even to know what's going on. The other thing that we'll do is to create forward-thinking and innovative solutions to policy that we need in Syracuse, such as the sidewalk municipalization program. It is extremely important that Syracuse, as the snowiest small city in America, is able to keep its sidewalks clean and clear of snow and ice throughout the season. We have individuals who live here who need to get to work. We have families that need to go grocery shopping. And we have students that need to walk to their grade school, middle school, high school, and college locations. We can't do that if we continue to have streets that are sidewalks that are impossible for the majority of our city. And we intend to take the burden of that sidewalk clearing as well as maintenance off of the shoulders of individuals and onto the collective solution of the residents as a whole here in Syracuse. The second way that Syracuse will work is that we will have a successful relationship between our city and our county and state. We will no longer look to be competitive, we will look to be cooperative and collective decision makers with the folks that surround us and the folks that have an impact on our funding and our success. One of the ways that we'll do that is we'll work towards removing the regressive property tax system we have towards a progressive income tax system, because Syracuse does need the workers who come from outside of the city. We need the folks in our eds and meds who are living in our surrounding suburbs and towns and villages. But we also need them to take on their fair share of responsibility for our city infrastructure that supports their employers and supports their jobs here in the city of Syracuse. And lastly, we will have a community that works, which means that our residents and the folks who are here in Syracuse will work. We will have jobs, we will create job opportunities, and we will develop a complete worker-owned cooperative business development program here in Syracuse, like almost all of the other major cities in New York are already doing, creating jobs through worker-owned businesses that stabilize those businesses here in Syracuse and don't remove them when a company decides it's time to leave. We'll also have increased workforce training and hiring policies for city residents and a City Works program that will provide short-term employment opportunities for anyone looking for work. And we can have, you know, those folks doing 101 different things, such as trash pickup. That's everyone's favorite little issue to deal with here in Syracuse.